I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The comments of Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, about Mike Trout caught some traction over the last couple of days. Trout, I think, Rich, is, you know, I'm not going to say it's inarguable, but I think if you were taking a vote on who the best player in baseball is, Mike Trout would win that vote. And I think he'd win it. If you were polling 100 baseball experts, I think Mike Trout would be the guy. He's ridiculously good.
He's the LeBron of Major League Baseball right now.
Best player, yeah.
Every year he's in the conversation. Any given year he could win it.
Yeah, you could give him the MVP every year.
Yes.
If you saw, there's a great graphic on TV, and we'll get to Manfred here in just a second. During the All-Star game, in Trout's, I think, six seasons he's been, or five seasons, whatever it is, they put up where he's finished in the MVP voting each year.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
He's in the top. Last year was the first year he wasn't in the top three. He finished fourth, and
he's
missed like
a third
of the season. Yeah, he's won it twice. He's finished runner-up, I think, three times. He's getting close to where he's like two or three years away to where you go, he could retire now, and he's a Hall of Famer.
He's
not going to have the volume stats if you were to do that. And I don't know why you'd retire from baseball early of all the sports. But he's, you know, to me in baseball, if you get to an 8 or 9 year period where you are one of the best, certainly the best player, but even one of the best at your position, then to me it doesn't matter you didn't play 15 years. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter you don't have 3,000 hits.
Right.
To me at least.
Only under contract for two more years.
Okay.
Playing under a 6-year, $144.5 million deal.
That's actually a hell of a deal for the Angels right now.
It is. Only 26 years old. If they let him get to free agency, the Phillies are going to be at the front of the line. He's a Philly guy through and through, and has always expressed his love of his hometown teams, the Eagles in particular.
Yeah.
He was front and center for their Super Bowl run.
Not to get too sidetracked, because I do want to get to Manfred, but you brought up he's got 2 years left. Everybody's talking about Bryce Harper hitting free agency and breaking the bank at $40 million a year. If Bryce Harper gets $40 million a year this coming offseason, then Trout's going to approach $50 million when he hits. Trout's a better player than Bryce Harper.
That's right. And all due respect to Bryce Harper, Trout's the face of the sport, not Harper.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that here. Let's get into Manfred's comments.
Let's do it.
Because I think Harper is the face of what a lot of younger fans he's the face of, I think, of what a lot of people who have a financial interest in baseball would like more of, maybe a little more panache and a little less workmanlike stuff going on. Trout is more the workmanlike guy. Here is Rob Manfred on Mike Trout marketing-wise for the game of baseball.
Player marketing is dependent on having a player. I think Mike Trout could raise his profile tomorrow if he decided that he wanted to engage a little more fully, give up some more of his free time. And that's his choice. I mean, that really is his choice. What player marketing takes in today's world, you got to be willing to be out there on social media. You got to be willing to put yourself out there, and you have to devote time to it. And we do think about it, and it is a priority for us.
Wow.
So,
Mike Trout is not engaged. Now, I know where you're coming from, Sean. Certainly, Bryce Harper is more engaged than Mike Trout. I understand that.
Yeah,
but. You know, I just felt like what we just heard from Rob Manfred was just so unnecessary to verbalize.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Mike Trout's endorsements are. You don't see him in a ton of commercials. He's like I said, I'll use the word workmanlike. He's a guy who comes to work every day, plays baseball, and it feels like goes home. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so I would want to hear the question before I really take the commissioner to task, because there is some truth to what he's saying. Like, yeah, like players can certainly. The opposite of that is to say a player can't impact the degree to which they're marketed, which is just not true.
Right.
There are some players who willingly, J.J. Watt's one of them, at times. The last couple of years he's been dealing with injuries, but nobody was more willing to market themselves, and I don't begrudge him one bit for it, than J.J. Watt was from like 2012 through 2015. If J.J. didn't do those things, I don't know that he would have been considered the centerpiece to the NFL that he was. I think JJ being out there and being very engaged in social media and in commercials and things like that raised his profile. He was a three-time defensive player of the year, don't get me wrong, but I think that certainly helped put him among the pantheon of stars. I just don't think it's, you know, like what the commissioner is saying is true, but I don't feel like it's Mike Trout's obligation to the game to have to do those things.
He worded it was almost like he was expressing unhappiness in some way with how Mike Trout has served the sport, which is absurd.
Yeah, and that's why I would want to hear the comments before and after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so easy to drill down on one comment.
True.
The way that comment comes across is that Mike Trout isn't doing his duty to the game to help market it. And my response, if that were the commissioner's feeling, my response to that would be, do a better job yourself of marketing the game.
Right.
It's not incumbent upon the stars to market. They can certainly help, but it's not their duty to market the game. You, baseball, do a better job of marketing. And to that end, Lance McCullers was on In the Loop this morning, and they asked him about the commissioner's comments, and Lance had some interesting thoughts on baseball marketing itself.
We have the worst marketed league, in my opinion, be a player to fans of the three major sports in the United States. And I don't know why that is. I think that the other sports leagues have understand that the product that you have, the more people are interested in that product, especially what's going to sell. And I think that the MLB for a long time has just always believed baseball will sell because it's baseball. And I think that it's starting to catch up to us. And I think that's why you saw more phones this year out of the All-Star game. That's why you saw more interviews. They're trying to have these players become actual people to the fans versus just players. And in baseball, there's so many games. There's a lot of players, 25 of us. It's hard to make every single individual person their own brand, and it is tough, and social media is a big part of it, but some people just don't enjoy that. I'm starting to get burned out on it. I'm starting to enjoy it less and less just over time, and I think Mike is an amazing player. I think he's a great person, and I know he does a lot of charity work. I know he values his family time, so for those comments to be said, I think they were a little bit offhand, and I think that the overall league needs to do a better job, like the NBA has done, and marketing players, going on worldwide tours, taking certain players that aren't just the two or three biggest names in sports, taking everyone, letting people understand that this is what baseball is about, and doing a better job at kind of getting everybody out there versus just a certain few, and that's something that the MLB is going to have to work on.
Lance McCullers on Mad Radio this morning.
Well said. And we talked about this yesterday, the level of engagement on the part of Major League Baseball during the 2 days in D.C. was unprecedented and really made me enjoy it maybe more than I have in a long, long time. So I do think, as Lance points out, they're making strides in that area. For the commissioner to quasi-attack Mike Trout for what he perceives as his level of engagement that needs improvement is a bit odd.
Yeah, that's why I'd want to hear the rest of the interview before I say attacked him. You know what I mean?
Like, right, that's true.
Was he asked directly about Mike Trout and this is his thought? Like, if he just offhandedly brings up, for example, Mike Trout could blah, 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 then that's... that's a little different. I think at the end of the day, the one overriding thing that we can agree on is what Lance just said, is that baseball has not done a great job of marketing itself. It has a lot of really good, young, marketable stars right now.
Right.
Like, I feel like if I'm a baseball fan or if I'm somebody who has a vested interest in baseball, I do like at least the commissioner kind of being plugged into that side of things and being cognizant that the marketing thing is an issue and wanting to fix it. They're in really good position to do that, man. The teams that are in the markets you need to be in to be good, unlike the other two big sports, the New York team, well, at least one of them, the Yankees are really good. The Red Sox are really good. Like, if you're looking at the blue bloods in baseball, and I know that people are going to complain like, oh, we need parity and this and that. I'm not so sure, man.
No.
If I'm baseball and I'm the commissioner, the teams I want to be healthy are the Yankees,
blue
the Red Sox,
sell.
The Cubs, and the Dodgers.
Yep.
And those are four of the six best teams in baseball right now.
No doubt. And just real quick, we talked about his deal running through 2020.
Yeah.
If the Angels want him to be an Angel for life, which obviously they do, they did the right thing in response to this Manfred comment. I'll just read it briefly. The statement from the Angels organization. Mike Trout is an exceptional ambassador for the game. Combined with his talent, his solid character creates a perfect role model for young people everywhere. Each year, Mike devotes a tremendous amount of his time and effort contributing to our organization and marketing Major League Baseball. He continually chooses to take part in the community, visiting hospitals, schools, and countless other charities. One of Mike's traits that people admire most is his humility. His brand is built upon generously spending his time engaging with fans both at home and on the road, while remaining a remarkable baseball player and teammate. And then it concludes, in addition, Mike spends quality time as a husband, son, brother, uncle, and friend.
Yeah.
We applaud him for prioritizing his personal values over commercial self-promotion. That is rare in today's society and stands out as much as his extraordinary talent.
That's the only thing I don't like about Manfred's comments is in that brief snippet, it paints a picture of Trout that he's not engaged with anything
That's
other
right.
than baseball.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.